This goes to Dr. Alexander Power, P-O-W-E-R, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Cornell, C-O-R-N-E-L-L, Lalonde, L-A-L-O-N, like November E, date of birth 6/1/1947. Dear Dr. Power, this is a consultation for Mr. Lalonde, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. He is a 76-year-old male patient who actually is feeling very well at this time. He has had a long history of difficult to control blood pressure, but the readings are starting to improve. Within the last 2 weeks, his lisinopril was increased from 30 milligram daily to 40 milligram, and he is tolerating that change very well. He did have elevated PSA levels, and then he had a prostate biopsy, and cancer was found, and then he had prostate cryosurgery in March of this year down in Florida where he winters. And the level did improve, although it's beginning to go back up. Before surgery, his PSA was 14.65, 12-14 of 22. After the procedure, it was 3.52, but September 14th of this year, the PSA is 4.56. And he will be reviewing those results with his urologist soon. And he will be having an MRI of the prostate when he returns to Florida, which should be in January of next year. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has had a remote history of a kidney stone that passed spontaneously, no recurrence to his knowledge. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no incontinence, and he feels like he empties his bladder very well. Nocturia is only 1 to 2 times per night. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, he's had difficult-to-control hypertension for many years, type 2 diabetes for about 10 years, hyperlipidemia, prostate carcinoma, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and a history of one kidney stone that passed spontaneously. Past surgical history, he had the prostate biopsy followed by the prostate cryosurgery March 13th of 2023, bilateral cataract removal. He's had several colonoscopies, all with benign findings. He had a left rotator cuff repair and right knee meniscus repair. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He quit smoking in 1982. He denies alcohol or illicit drug use. He is married, and he does continue to drive a truck, and he enjoys that activity and work. Family history is significant for cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, amlodipine 10 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, lisinopril 40 milligram daily. That was increased about 2 weeks ago. Metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day, multivitamin daily, omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Revatio REV like Victor ATIO 20 milligram daily as needed. Zocor is 20 milligram daily. Januvia, 100 milligram daily. Mounjaro, he takes 0.5 mLs once a week. And he's been taking Advil, 200 milligram daily in the morning for aches and pains and to prevent problems while he's driving the truck. Physical exam, height is 69 inches, weight 240 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 82. Right arm is 158 over 90. Pulse is 86 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender. No palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refill, and full sensation and motion in both feet. Labs, most recent lab studies were done August 29th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.54, which actually has increased slightly. Previous levels, June 22nd, 23, creatinine 1.4, 12-14 of 22, creatinine 1.2, 12-1 of 22, creatinine is 1.2. His calcium was also elevated, 10.8. Previous levels were 10.2 and 10.3. The patient does report he had been taking a lot of Tums at bedtime after he started the Mounjaro because he was having very significant heartburn and burning in the esophagus. He stopped using the Tums, and that has subsequently resolved. His electrolytes are normal. His albumin is 4.4. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 92. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.2. And we don't have a complete blood count or a urinalysis, so we will be checking that with his labs. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension for many years, also hypercalcemia, which may be secondary to the Tums use, but also needs to be rechecked. We have advised him to stop the Advil today and not use any more oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. No calcium or Tums either, and he can use Tylenol if he needs something for pain. He has been scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That's Wednesday, October 18th. He's going to have labs rechecked in 1 week after he's been off the Advil for 1 week, and then every 3 months thereafter, unless there's been a significant creatinine increase. For his colonoscopy, he needs to avoid the use of magnesium citrate as well as any phosphorus enemas, which are rarely used anymore for colonoscopy preps. Usually Miralax is used, and that would be fine. He's going to check with us before the colonoscopy to make sure the prep is safe. He should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.